Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 289. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening. It's always super amazing to me that so many of you listen, that you tune in to hear my take, my thoughts on topics that affect all of us. And that's amazing to me. So thank you so much for listening. And today I've got a good topic that my buddy was actually telling me about yesterday. It's kind of funny how sometimes I come up with these topic ideas. We were hanging out and he was talking to me about his like increasingly frustrating experience on dating apps. And we were chatting about how flaky people can be on the apps, how, because, you know, there's just so many options. People don't respond. People are really hit or miss. People are dishonest and everything across the board. These are things I'm sure you can relate to if you've spent any time on dating apps. And so my buddy was telling me about this term that I had never heard before, but that now I think it actually like really, really accurately describes the state of online dating, certainly, but also just dating in general. And that's the term relation shopping. Relation shopping. How great is that? Obviously, it's just shopping around for relationships or lack thereof. It's like the evolution of some people's mentalities when it comes to dating, that with the internet, with dating apps, with social media, just being alive and dating in the year 2021, that there is this like subconscious inclination for people to date as if they are shopping, relation shopping, that it's like, it's kind of like going to Target. Some people go to Target, no shopping list, just vibes, no list, just vibes, just the vibe that, you know, you want to buy some shit, but you don't really know what you want to buy. And that in dating, it's the same thing, that you kind of want to date someone, but you also kind of don't care. You don't really know what you want. But either way, it's like there's this growing majority even, there's this growing group of people who have evolved to date as if they're shopping for things rather than, you know, trying to form a connection with a person, right? And the dating apps in particular are just like, there's like aisles of products to some people, and people, those people are just swiping, looking for the best deal, swiping without really knowing what they want. They went to the store without a list. They went to the store without knowing what they want to buy. And so my buddy and I were talking about this mentality that some people have, that, you know, they just hop on apps and they really don't know what they want. They're just there relation shopping, window shopping. And we were talking about just how frustrating that is, that there are people on the apps, and just in, not even in the apps, but in, just in general, there are people dating in general, and they have no real intention, right? They have no real intention of finding someone, maybe of even meeting up, or they have just have no intention of actually seeing if they have a connection that could go somewhere with someone. Or they're just people who say one thing and they do another, who say they want one thing, but they actually want another. And all this, this is all coming from men's perspective. So I'm sure it's probably even worse for women, just a guess there. But we were like kind of bullshitting on this, and I was really empathizing with this. Like, I get it. And so I was like, well, dude, so what do you think the redeeming conclusion is that we can find here? Because I don't think the conclusion is you say, oh, I'm just never going to be on a dating app, or I'm just not going to date, or I'm just going to sit around and wait for, you know, the universe to take care of me. I don't think that's the right answer. People ask me all the time what I think about dating apps. I think dating apps are great. And I think they're great for the reason that if you want to find someone, you got to go where people are. It's like you got to go fishing where the fish are. It's like that's just where we are in this world. It's like kind of like an unnecessary evil, if you want to put a label on it. And you can absolutely make dating apps work. Absolutely. And you can do it and be happy and fulfilled and not so frustrated. You just have to keep your head up and roll with the bullshit that you're inevitably going to experience. So we were talking about all this, about ideas of how to make it work, how to not get down on yourself when you're dating in 2021 and people are relation shopping. And the conclusion we came to is what I want to talk about in this episode real quick. It's that inevitably in dating, whether it's on dating apps or not, you're going to come across people who simply do not know what they want. They don't know what they're looking for. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what kind of relationship they're looking for, if any. And of course, that is so frustrating to come across these kinds of people. These are people who, they're not bad people. They're just operating in the gray in life. They've made no decision. And then it's like, no wonder issues happen when those people come across someone who does know what they want. And I'm hoping that's you, right? I'm hoping you're the person who does know what they want. But unfortunately for you, you're kind of frustrated with people who don't. That, you know, you, if you're actively dating, I'm hoping that you know why you're doing it at just a basic level. You know more or less why you're dating. You know more or less what you want in another person. And I know that sounds like a small thing, but I really do think that zeroing in on this is like, this is the antidote to the people who are relation shopping, who are causing all this frustration. I really think that you'll be able to spot those kinds of people sooner. Those people who are relation shopping, people who are unsure if they're ready to date, people who are unsure if they're over their ex, people who are unsure if they're ready to actually, you know, get serious or form a connection or actually explore something a little bit deeper with someone. I really am convinced that if you know what you're looking for, that you'll be able to spot those people faster. And then you can say bye to them. And it's a really super, it's like, it's a simple thing that I've talked about on the podcast before, and that's knowing your why. I've talked a lot about this. Like I did an entire chapter in Single is Your Superpower on this, knowing why you're dating. Simply having that, simply knowing that, simply having taken the time to consider that, it really will make things easier for you. So that then when you're swiping or just dating in general, when you know what you want, it really is easier to spot someone who doesn't know what they want. It doesn't make that person a bad person. Again, it just should make you consider whether you want to give your time and energy to them while they decide. But you haven't taken the time to decide why you're dating, to stop being ambiguous about why you're dating, why you're on the app, what you're looking for. That really does, it like arms you with like a bullshit meter. It focuses you. And I really stand by the fact that it gives you like a spidey sense when someone else can't say the same about themselves. Like when you know what you want, you can sense it in someone else if they don't know what they want. So that's why it's like order of operations here, a little PEMDAS for you. If you do the first step, right, you're going to avoid all the bullshit that I think is associated with people who don't know what they want. Like if you've taken the time to consider why you are dating, that means that you've considered hopefully all the options, right? There's always a menu for the decisions you can make in life, why you might be dating. Options might be, you know, you're just looking to meet someone and have some fun. Cool. Maybe you're looking for a friend with benefits. Cool. Maybe you're looking for something serious from the start, ready to rock and roll. Cool. Maybe you're looking to find someone and just date casually. It's not a big deal. It's kind of somewhere between a friends with benefits and a boyfriend, girlfriend. Also cool. Many, many options for why you might be dating. But whatever you choose, it's great because you've taken the time to know why you're doing what you're doing. Because you know either way, you're either ready or you're not ready for something serious. And either way is completely fine. But as long as you've made that decision, I really think you're arming yourself with a special power that people who are relation shopping, they don't have. And now when you come across them, and their intentions don't align with yours, you'll sense it very quickly. I think the analogy here that we kind of landed on when we were talking about this the other day, it's like shopping for a car, right? At least in my experience, like shopping for a car is a big thing. You don't buy many, many cars in your life. It's a high cost purchase. Like you spend a lot of time thinking about it. And normally, before you go to a dealership, you've done a lot of research. You've made up your mind more or less on the car that you want to buy. at least like the model, the specifics, you know, your general budget, you know, why you want the car, you know, what you need the car for, whatever it is. You've done all of that legwork before you go to the dealership. And then, so when you get there, you're on a mission to get that car, or you're on a mission to go somewhere else to get that car. And the salesperson, they're going to be there and they're going to be trying to distract you by trying to get you to buy a newer model or a more expensive model, or maybe even something entirely different that's probably out of your price range. But because you know what you want, you won't get distracted by that. Like I personally in my life, and I've never heard of anyone else going to buy a Prius. They want to buy a Prius because they need it for their job. And it fits their price range. I've never heard of someone who made that decision to go and buy a Prius, but then they leave having bought a Range Rover. I've never heard of that, right? Because you know what you want to buy and you go to buy it. And most important, because you know that, you then won't get distracted by the shiny things the dealer is waving at you. The old, oh, my manager never lets me do this. The old, let me show you this Range Rover. It's a deal I've never seen in my lifetime. Whatever. That's the analogy here. And it checks out because it's the same with dating. You know what you want. You know what kind of relationship you want before you go out and date. And it solves so many of your problems. It gives you that bullshit meter to detect anything that doesn't align with it. Same idea in dating, right? When you decide what's most important to you and you know why you're going out and looking for it, you really are armed to not get distracted by the bullshit of other people who might just be relation shopping, window shopping, dating, swiping without intention. And that, my friend, I really think is the antidote in an era of dating apps and frustration. And of course, I don't have like an exact blueprint of how like this looks in practice, but I really think, and I know, frankly, from personal experience, that knowing what you want before going shopping for it will save you so many headaches because it helps you spot things and people that don't align with it. End of story. It's because you're setting the tone, you're setting the intention, and not like in an aggressive way, but just with your vibe and your essence and your how you carry yourself. And I'm very serious in saying that other people can catch on to that. And if they align with the intention they're catching from you, they lean into it. And if they don't, you'll be able to spot the disconnect there. Like, I always get a lot of questions from people on Instagram, and they're great. Love you all. Questions like, Case, you know, I went on a date with someone I met on Hinge, but I don't know what he wants. I can't get a read on whether he wants something serious or whether he's just messing around. And my response is always, well, did you ask him? Did you ask him? And whenever I say that, particularly from women, the response to me saying that usually is, Case, I can't ask that on a first date. What are you, crazy? I can't be like, what are you doing here? You know, that'll scare men off. That's too much. I'll seem crazy to a man if I ask that on a first date. And I understand that, but I actually kind of disagree with that. I do, because whenever I have gone on dates with someone that I didn't know before the date, so someone I met on an app or something like that, always on the first date, the first drinks, casual drinks, whatever, I would always ask, hey, so what are you looking for? What are you doing here? What are we doing here? I always did that. And never once did it feel too extra or too aggressive. Never once was it thrown back at me like I was being too much. Never, never. It was just a casual question that I asked, and it always served me so well. And I think it'll tell you a lot if you ask it. And if you've done the work of knowing what you want, there's nothing wrong with asking them that. It should be the expectation. It should absolutely be the expectation that someone else knows why they're on a date with you in that moment. Don't you think? Right? Like, the bar is that low. But surprisingly, so many people don't have an answer. And I think you'll be able to tell that quickly if you've done the work. And then if you ask a question like that, not exactly like that, but just like that. So I always say on the first date, it's so okay to casually ask something like that. And if they get scared off by that is on them. And that's very weak. So, you know, it's a question. Hey, what's up? What are you looking for? Where are you on the app? Tell me about it. Casually. you know, super casual. and yeah, of course, people can lie. Some people are very good at lying, but I'm telling you that if you've made up your mind and you know your why, you know what's important to you, you know the kind of relationship you're looking for, you know what kind of car you're looking to buy, I think you'll be so much better equipped to spot someone who isn't being real or who might be faking it. And yeah, I think coming to that conclusion is up to you. I can't like give you the keys to that car. You've got to be honest and in touch to spot it. But I compare that with two people, both of whom are relation shopping, both of whom don't know what car they want to buy. And it's really night and day. So that's why I say it's make a decision of what you want. And there's no right answer, of course, but having a decision, having an answer, having an intention is everything. Get clear on what kind of relationship you want to find. Get clear on what your intention is. And I'm really confident that it'll help clarify what their intention is to you. So that's the message I came up with in reaction to this idea of relation shopping, which I think in retrospect, now that I've heard it, I love it. It's very accurate, right? And I say, set your intention and then make it clear. And just by doing that, just in asking the right question, just in having that vibe, yeah, of course, you'll come across people who are delusional about what they do, what they're doing, but you're going to save yourself a lot of time and compassion just by making that decision, just by sitting down and saying, this is why I'm on Hinge, this is why I'm on Bumble, this is why I'm dating, whatever, this is what I want. Just by saying, I have no confusion about it. I have no ambiguity about it. I am clear in my head about what I want. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing holding me back. I have no secrets. And listen, like, I know that sounds kind of hokey, like you're doing some like, you know, like a dating seance in your apartment with the windows closed and like candles lit and all that stuff. But I'm saying just doing that and having that intention set in your heart, it really does separate you from so many people who are relation shopping without intent. It'll give you that spidey sense for when something doesn't add up with someone. And yeah, you're going to have to go on first dates, you're going to have to go on shitty first dates, and you're going to have to experience the usual BS that everyone has to experience, but you'll have this energy guiding you. And if you listen to the pod, you know, I'm not really one to buy into like the literal law of attraction where it's like attracts like and energy attracts energy. But in the case of something like this, I think there is kind of truth to that literal interpretation of the law of attraction. Intentional people attract intentional people. It might seem like a small thing, but I think you'd be surprised by the power of your mindset and the intention you set for yourself. And now, with taking the time to remember it and live it, you'll learn and you'll grow to expect it of others. And if it's not there, if they don't have it, then you'll take your amazingness elsewhere. So that's it. I hope you found this helpful. Hope it gave you something to think about when you find yourself out dating, relation shopping, whatever it may be. If you did, I'd love it if you share this episode with a friend. Tell them to check out the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and to hit subscribe. I do new episodes every single Monday and Thursday. And also thank you so much for checking out newmindsethudis.com, picking up a journal or two. That really means a lot to me. So thank you for that. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.